Rain, rain, go away. Listen, we can't, because it's National Skip Church Day, apparently. So we cannot have rain. The right people are here, praise Jesus' name. And we're thankful for everyone who would be here, really. Those who can't be here, we miss you. We've been trying to do something a little bit newer here because we are trying, as Matthew shared earlier during saying hello to you, we're trying to have some community here at the Vine. So we're making the effort. Well, it's got to have some more folks come in. So when school starts next week, I don't want to hear I'm sick, right? Right? No excuses. We will Lysol you down and hazmat suit you, bring you in here so that way we can continue our community series. So I need you to let two people know to start off. Two people to know to start off. God loves you and wants to bless you. God loves you and wants to bless you. Hey, here's something better. God wants you to know him. Can you believe that? A creator God wants you to know him. And that's kind of what we're going to be thinking about in our perspective today. Last week, we started our little bit different format. And I know I'm sounding like Scrooge right now, but I'm being honest. We're trying something a little different. We're trying to have like Sunday school with worship. What's going to happen every week? So we're going to have some worship. We're going to have a small lesson. Then we're going to have all the men get in a group, all the women get in a group, our Spurs students get in a group. And we're just going to talk about what we walk through, and that way we can start building community together and maybe grow closer together in the Lord, because our word for the year was abide, and that's what we want to do. We want to abide in the Lord. And last week we talked about walking through the Bible at a glance, and the reason we did that is Scripture is going to be the foundation of everything we're going to be walking through over these next few weeks and months, or however long the Lord has us do this, together. So this week, we're going to start, last week was the Bible at a glance. This week, we're going to start by how to know the Bible, part one. So if there's a part one this week, next week means there's a what? Part seven. You are right. Part two. No, I'm just kidding. Part two next week. So we're going to be walking through some of this today, some of it tomorrow. And then over the next few weeks, I'll go ahead and give you a couple of weeks after that. We're going to be talking about how to study the Bible. And then we're going to start talking about God's character and the Holy Spirit, all kinds of crazy good stuff. Just digging deep. And I believe that we can grow together in the Lord, because so many times in our Christian walk, to mature in the faith, we got to talk about the maturing things of the faith that each and every one of us are going to walk through. So if you've got your Bible today, we're going to be in 2 Timothy to start again, but we're going to actually be in verse 15 this time to kick things off. So if you want to go ahead and get to your Bible, to 2 Timothy chapter 2, and we'll go to verse 15. If you don't have a Bible, as always, we've said it before, we'd love to get one in your hands if you want one, or if you do things digitally, this is a great time to do that during this series in our free Vine Church app. When you go to thevine.tv/app, it'll send you the app store and you'll download it, and there'll be a notes tab. You'll want to do that. I would highly encourage you over these next few weeks, take notes. As you're in groups, take notes, because we're going to have a little bit of homework in a couple of weeks, and you're definitely going to want to do that as we walk through that. But as always, wherever you're watching around the world throughout the week, Zach Candler of Vine Production Team will make sure it's on the screen for you, right? We're excited about the word of the Lord. So if you're there, if you're ready for Zach to throw that screen, throw that scripture on the screen, give me an amen. All right, this is going to sound familiar to many of us who grew up in church, perhaps, and it's this, 2 Timothy 2:15, and this is Paul writing Timothy. He says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth. Anybody who grew up in church, what is that? Awana, right? Approved workmen are not ashamed. Like, that is where that comes from. If you don't know anything about that, it is Christian Scouts, basically. It is Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts for kids. You earn badges, you wear a vest, but you go through the Word of God, and you build a deep theological foundation, and it's built upon this. And so for each and every one of us, as we're walking through this, 2 Timothy 2:15 is the scripture we're going to talk about, to present ourselves as one approved who is not ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. So that's why we're going to walk through five different ways over these next 2 weeks on how to know the Bible. So we're going to be through scripture all the way through this. I've told you, we're going to kind of lay a scripture. We're going to talk about how to do it. Then we're going to get in groups and walk through how to do it. So the first way to know the Bible is to hear the Bible. To hear the Bible. To hear the Bible. We can see scripturally why we need to hear the Bible is when Paul writes the Romans, in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, and he says this, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. Okay, so we got to hear the Bible being spoken. So that's why every week you should always go to a church that speaks and preaches from the Bible. They open the Bible together. This is what Paul is telling the Romans, is that faith itself first starts from hearing about faith. Pastors and teachers all the way through should always be helping you understand the Bible more clearly. And this isn't a New Testament thing or after resurrection thing. This is something that happened even in the Old Testament. One of the greatest examples is in Nehemiah 8. Chapter 8, verse 7 and 8, when Ezra stands and reads the book of law after Nehemiah has completed the good work of rebuilding the wall. They made the law plainly understood to the people so that way they could respond in faith. Now, what do I mean by preaching the Bible every week? Does this mean that the pastor should stand up and bend to cultural trends or bend to man's opinion, or they should just read the word of God? The pastor should just read the word of God. Let the truth speak for itself. The scripture speak for itself. And we'll start walking through that a little bit more in the coming weeks. Jesus himself taught in Luke 11:28. It's not going to be on the screen. I told you it's a great way to take notes. But Jesus says in Luke 11:28 that those who hear the word of God and observe it or do it will be blessed. So how do you and I hear the word of God and pursue Christ more? Well, many of us already do it. Maybe you have the Audible on in your Bible app. Maybe you listen to the Bible app. I don't know if you know that, but you can actually have it read the devotion and the scripture to you. Maybe when you're going down the road, you just hit that, hit play, and it'll play over your speakers as you're driving sometimes, saying words you probably don't want to say. Love your enemies. I don't right now. Like, you know what I mean? In the school line. Like, please, you know what I mean? You don't want to do that. As the Holy Spirit is on the mic. That being said, all the way through, maybe you've got that. Maybe you listen to the Bible. Maybe you listen to different devotions. A lot of times we're in a world, just make sure we're going to look at that in a minute. You're listening to the right thing when it comes to devotions. Maybe podcasts. Maybe sermons throughout the week. Different pastors, different sermons. But you want to know a great way to hear the Bible? Listen to worship music. That's really worship music. Every song we sing in worship is based on scripture. It's scripturally based. You're actually singing. The whole book of Psalms is about singing back to God his promises. So for each and every one of us, when it comes to that, you can even just listen to worship music to hear the Bible, because here's the thing you and I have to be reminded of, I think, that we forget. How many of these do you have at home, realistically? Anybody know? How many of these are collecting dust on the shelf at home? And I'm not calling you out on this. I'm just being real. For centuries, the Bible was only heard. Only the priest could read. There are some churches even now where only the pastor speaks the Bible and people don't have one in their possession. What we've got to know is in October 1536, William Tyndale was burned at the stake for writing the Bible in English. He was called a heretic. This is right after the Protestant Reformation. That's why you hear Tyndale House Publishing. That's where you hear these things. He was burned at the stake so that you and I could have a Bible in our hands and actually read it. So we need to hear the Word of God. We need to do that. We need to take it. Maybe just reading the Word of God out loud in your quiet time is something that might change your perspective. Don't just hear it up here. Say it. The next thing you got to do perfectly, talking about William Tyndale and everything that happened there, is not only hear the Bible, but you've got to read the Bible. Read the Bible. The fact that you and I have literacy right now, when people bash the church, it is because of the church that literacy is taught to our children. The church itself is who taught everyone to be literate in the first place, to get the gospel to the ends of the earth. Now, when we talk about reading the Bible, let's see what Jesus says to John in Revelation 1, verse 3. And it says this when it talks about John's revelation, not revelations, if it'll be there. Revelation 1, verse 3, it says this: "Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near." This is Jesus saying he will come back soon. For each and every one of us, but we have to not only hear it read aloud, and we take it to heart what's written in it. But this is teaching us that we should read the Bible every day somehow to walk fully in God's promises and blessings. Maybe you do a Bible app, Devo. Maybe you just decide to read a verse a day. We'll put some more out there in a minute, maybe some more examples. But Paul himself says to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4:13 that he is supposed to give himself to the public hearing of the word and the teaching of the word and the exhortation of the word. So he should be able not only to speak it, but read it to the people so it's plainly understood. We just wrapped up, I think today is the last day, if I remember correctly, of our Abide reading plan that we're walking through together. And that's something we did. We went through the whole New Testament this past year, from the beginning of the year to now, basically, a little bit after the beginning of the year. And basically, it was about 3 or 4 chapters a day that we read. Maybe that's too much for you. Maybe a chapter a day is right. About this time of year, when people get back to school, they go to Proverbs. There's 31 Proverbs. You can do that. If you want to take a little bit quicker route, you can go John, the Gospel of John. There's 21 chapters in the Gospel of John. There's 28 chapters in the Gospel of Matthew. Maybe you just read a chapter a day in the Bible, and I'm telling you, it'll take you 5 minutes to read. It won't take you long to read a chapter a day in the Bible. Maybe you listen to it in 5 minutes of traffic when you get stuck by every red light on Reedville Road, wherever you're going, wherever that is, or downtown, whatever that is. Not only that, maybe instead of doing that, if it's a big book, maybe you take 10 chapters in a month. Just read the Bible every day. That's the main thing you and I are called to do. Our daily bread, we've got to go to the Word of God to read the Bible every day. And the best way to do that sometimes is set an alarm or a reminder on your phone. Set aside a specific time every day to do it. Now notice I didn't say when you need to do it, just that you should do it. Take 5 minutes at lunch. 5 minutes before you go to bed, 5 minutes after you wake up, whatever that is. I know parents, you don't know when you get 5 minutes. So you know the best way to do it? Have your Bible on your toilet. I know that sounds nuts, but put it on the back, on the top, and you grab that, and you go to the throne room while you're on the throne. You know what I'm saying? Listen, there's a lot of hymns I sing to Jesus in there when I'm in the bathroom a lot. Trust me. But I'm just saying to you, maybe that's what you need to do. Spend that time with the Lord. Maybe the Lord's going to give you some of... Never mind. When y'all ate some cilantro or lettuce from somewhere, the Lord's trying to get your attention. I'm just trying to say, make sure you wash your hands. That's all I'm trying to say. Please. All teachers said amen. So that being said, we not only got to hear the Bible, we've got to read the Bible, but we got to study the Bible. We're going to be talking about that, like I said, how to study the Bible in a couple of weeks. So we've got to hear the Bible, read the Bible to know the Bible, and then we got to study the Bible. Really practical here, right? The best example of that is in Acts 17:11. Paul is writing about the Berean Jews, what we call the Berean method, if you will. And it says this in Acts 17:11 about studying the Bible. Now, the Berean Jews were of more noble character than those in Thessalonica, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. So whatever podcast you're listening to, whatever videos you're listening to, everything that you're walking through online, whatever that is, you should test it against Scripture to make sure it's true. The worship music you listen to, test it against Scripture to make sure that it's true. Everything you do, test it against Scripture. What I'm saying, test it against the Word of God. Don't go off my opinion or my interpretation. Do that yourself, because Bible study isn't just reading the Bible and trying to cram it all in. We're going to walk through in a couple of weeks is this. It involves careful observation, interpretation, and application. That's where we're going to have some fun with that in a couple of weeks. Reading gives you the overall picture, but study is what makes it make sense and how you can apply it to your life. So how can you and I do that in studying the Bible? Because sometimes that just seems overwhelming, right? One of the easiest, I'm going to give you a free tool. It's called BibleHub.com. I go there a lot of times. They have what's called Bible commentaries on there. And a Bible commentary is just theologians from the past and what they have read and what happens. I tend to like the pulpit commentary in there. Matthew Henry has some. Charles Spurgeon writes some great commentaries. If you want to go there, you can read those online. Maybe you look at different interpretations. If here at the Vine, often you will see almost always I preach from the NIV, but my quiet times I read from the NKJV. I know, heretic, but it's what I grew up with, so it makes sense to me. But there's some great translations. The ESV is another translation that's great. The NASB is a great translation that's great. Just whatever it is to help you study more. Now, if you want to know if your translation's right, I'm going to give you the key. Look at John chapter 1, verse 1 through 5. If it lines up that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, then you got a good translation. If it doesn't say that, if it says the Word was a God, wrong translation. You don't need to read that. Because the Word was not a God, the Word was God. Okay? So look at John 1, verse 1 through 5, and that'll give you a quick way to know if your translation's right. And the reason we want to do that is we want to dive into Scripture itself so that way it's written on our heart. So we want to hear the Bible, read the Bible, study the Bible. We'll go over the next two next week, and that's going to be fun, and that's going to lead us into how to study the Bible a couple of weeks later. So here's what we started out with, and I want us to be reminded of as we get ready to have groups here in just a moment, that God loves you. He wants to bless you, but most importantly, God wants you and I to know Him, and we find that through His Word. The best way that God wants to bless each and every one of us is no longer leaving us separated from Him in our sin, where we cannot be in relationship with Him, we cannot communicate with Him, we cannot understand Him, but instead He wants us to fully know Him and fully be known by Him. So much so that John 3:16 and 17 reminds us what He did for us. And we know the verse oftentimes. It says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him." What that means is you and I were separated from God in our sin, destined for death, destined for eternal death and hell, and had no way to be not only who we were created to be, but be in relationship with the Creator God that we were created to be with. So instead of leaving us in a helpless, hopeless state, God Himself steps down in His Son, Jesus Christ, lives the perfect, sinless life you and I cannot live, dies the death we deserve, paying the penalty for our sins once and for all, our sins past, the ones we're going to commit today in the parking lot trying to figure out where we're going to go to lunch, and the one we're going to do next week when we go drop our kids off at school. Whatever that is, Jesus has already paid it in full, but He loves us enough He don't stay dead. He rises again on the third day so that we can be in full relationship with Creator God. And so every week we open the door for invitation for this. So with every head bow and every eye closed here at the Vine Church, we believe in community, but we also believe in saying the words of this prayer of faith out loud together. It's not the words that saves you, it's the faith that Jesus is who He says He is. And so with every head bow and every eye closed, repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I believe I'm a sinner separated from You. I believe You came, lived the perfect sinless life I couldn't live, died the death I deserve, paying the penalty for my sins on the cross, but loved me enough not to stay dead, but rose again on the third day that I may have life. Take over my life, Lord. Teach me to follow You step by step the rest of my life the best way I know how. With every head bowed and every eye closed, if you're online, if you're in the house, wherever you are right now, if you're sitting at the coffee shop, if you're sitting in the middle of traffic, stuck in a traffic jam right now, I want to say it. For the first time, you have trusted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I want to ask you to boldly raise your hand on the count of three. One, two, three. If that's you, you can raise your hand, you can put it up, you can put a raised hand emoji, you can reach out to us at hello@thevine.tv. We want to celebrate this decision with you because this is not your finish line. It is the starting block to the rest of your eternity. And the best way that you grow in the Lord is by being in community with a local church near you. For the rest of us, we're about to go into this time of groups. We're going to kind of discuss what we're walking through and what we talked about today. We're going to have the men get in a group. The women are going to get in a group. You can go ahead and look up and open your eyes. Sorry I left you there. That would have been really hard. Men and women getting in a group, and we would have had to walk by faith, not by sight. Anyway, you're welcome if you're listening online. So we're going to walk through some discussion questions here. And the discussion questions that we're going to walk through in our group time for each and every one of us are these two, and I'm going to pull them up here in just a second. I got it right here. I want to make sure I do this. How am I knowing the Bible more? And the second one is, what obstacles are not letting me know the Bible more? So how am I knowing the Bible more, and what obstacles are not letting me know the Bible more? For all of you English teachers, I'm very sorry. That's probably grammatically incorrect, but I worked out in the Holy Spirit those questions. So how am I knowing the Bible more, and what obstacles are not letting me know the Bible more? We hope you have an awesome week. We'd love for you to join us. We got plenty of space for you. We got breakfast for you. We got good times. We got worship. We're going to lift Jesus' name high. Have a great week. And always remember, the best is still yet to come.